So we appreciate being here tonight and the opportunity to stand once again, even though, like you hear most of them say, it's a scaredness. But I often tell people, I said, it's the most exciting scaredness you could have. I said, whenever you first of the opportunity, there's an excitement. Hey, I just get to do something. And then the scaredness comes because it says, hey, I get to do something. We don't ever really want to try to say things within ourselves just to be doing. Just do the desiring prayers. We got a couple places where we're just going to read. You know, we don't. We just want to do that God has us to. But we're going to read in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And then we're going to read in Luke chapter 1. Just a verse out of it. All this is, I guess, what we've always heard. It ain't nothing new. But it is amazing how it ain't new, but you read it and you get a different feeling, different thoughts, different things over and over again. And that's why I go and say that the Scriptures is a living thing. Because it's just life. It just, every time, it just comes something different but the same. So we're going to read verses 9 through 11. Then we'll skip down and read another verse. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. And after they had drunk, now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And he was in bitterness, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And then verse 17, it says, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked him. Now Luke chapter 1, verse 13, it says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Now that's what we feel like reading, and I'm going to tell you what's is just prayer. Prayer. All day long, these songs, there's probably more out there that you could probably name. There's a song, it's called Sweet Hour of Prayer. And in a portion of that song, it says about dropping this robe of flesh. But I've heard Crafton, I've heard Brother Randy speak, everybody's looking way out yonder. But I'm going to tell you, Brother Robert, I did not get saved until I dropped this robe of flesh in prayer. There's one that says, I prayed my way out of trouble. There's one of McCamey's saints that says, I prayed for you. I just steal away somewhere and pray. I can pray. When I pray, prayer changes things. I can still pray through prayer. So that's what I'm going to talk about just for a minute. It's the prayer. Zacharias and them prayed basically the same prayer that Hannah prayed. I could just imagine through life, it don't say how long they prayed, but evidently they're well stricken in years by this time. They probably wasn't no different than us, Brother Steve, when they was younger. They'd like to had one and reared him up or her, however how many they could have had. And I could just imagine about the time, and I'm going to say this, I believe he knowed about Hannah. I believe he had read the old and knew about Hannah's prayer. And I ain't saying that he did. I can't say all this, but I believe he probably prayed some prayer sort of like that, because once we see a prayer answer for somebody and they tell you how they did it, we try to work our way into the same way. So I can just imagine him being stricken in the years, and I'm just going to paraphrase this. The angel come and said, Zacharias, y'all going to have a baby. And he just said, yeah, right. I can just imagine his thoughts of being, why them and not me? Do we not think that? Because we'll say, we desire to have the same thing, want the same thing, but somebody else have it, then we say, why them and not me? Matter of fact, Zacharias got to a place where he really didn't even believe it enough that the angel told him his tongue was going to cleave to the roof of his mouth until it happens. Now, this is what we don't understand, but we'll tell people in God's time. Because you know what the scripture says about time, said in the process of time. You see, John was born when God needed him to be born. I don't want to downplay prayer when I say this, but it don't matter how many prayers they answer. Lord, I want him today. I want him today. I want him today. God's time needed the voice that was crying in the wilderness right before Christ was born. But I'll say this, through the prayers of Zacharias and his wife through all the years, they still stuck with the church. I know people say just come up and leave your prayers at the altars, and that's what people's done. They've did it, then they've got up and they've departed. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Randy's full of questions, so I figured it'd be okay. Why should he answer our prayers? Is it because we say, well, we're one of his, so he ought to answer them? Or do we say, well, he's God, so he ought to answer them? I started thinking today, too, about the prayers. I've heard people say about unanswered prayers, ain't no such a thing. God says no sometimes, but we take it as it's unanswered so I can go do what I want to. Now, he has answered prayers in when I get ready for it to happen. You see, we expect God to hear our petition and to give us what we want. Prayer ain't from here. This man wants a lot of things and good intentions about matters. But I'm going to tell you this, and I ain't telling nobody nothing that they don't already know. When you really get down to pray, and your heart starts anguishing, and you really start speaking to God, I'm going to tell you this, you don't know what you're asking for. Because it says that the Spirit utters. I get down with one intention, but if I ever drop that robe of flesh and I get to that place And that man on the inside starts really asking God, speaking to God. I'm going to tell you what, he ain't never asked for nothing for what's down here. You've also got people that says this. This young man at work, his wife come down with cancer. And you've got some folks that say, well, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray right now, and you ain't going to have to worry about it no more because he's going to take care of it. Everything we want ain't his will. Because about 6 months later, the young lady passed away. And I went and told that lady, I said, his wife passed away. And she's devastated. Well, we gave it to Jesus. Yes, we did. But I'm going to tell you, his answering of prayers sometimes ain't the answer that we're looking for. And he ain't going to answer prayers just according to the way that we think we got it all lined up because we're his. Myself, and I've probably said it here before, had my job for 22 years and I got earnest, you get earnest with him in prayer and you see if that, you'll be shocked on how he deals with it. I'm just going to say. I got down praying to him. I said, Lord, I want to spend more time with you. I'm honest. I want to spend more time. I want to do. Guess what? On that Monday morning, they called me in there and said, Bruce, we're laying you off. And then I started telling the Lord, I said, I wasn't talking like yet. But I hadn't always did, but I did that time, Brother Crafton. I did exactly what I told him I would do. I spent more time with him. I prayed more. I read more. I did exactly. And that's what I'm saying. None of this is new. We know what it's going to take. Just like we sung that song, I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. It's not up to the Lord for him to be satisfied with me. It's up to me to get in a position that he can be satisfied with me. Because he's gave me this thing that I don't like sometimes called free will. So it's up to me, because the thing of it is, he's in the same spot. He's got the same power. He's got everything that I've always needed. Been there. I'm the one that needs to get into that place that he can be satisfied with me. But a lot of times we want to live life just on the brim of it. We just want to be able to see it every once in a while, just in case something other happens in our life that we might be just close enough that we can get it fixed. So that brought me to another purpose about prayer. What I pray for, is it really for me? Or am I really praying for him? I'm selfish sometimes. I'm just be honest with you. There's things I like to see. There's things I like to really see him do. But the whole time, sometimes this man has got a different objective. It ain't nothing evil and bad as far as what we think. But God answers a prayer for the way that he knows what's best of the outcome. And I'll say this. There's a young man, our neighbor, her son got into some situations and he started sending out prayer requests, pray for me, all this is falling, his life's falling apart. So I told her, I said, I felt like telling him I want to pray for him. She said, well, do. So I did. And then all of a sudden now, he was married, had him a girlfriend on the side, everything else working good now. And everybody just praising everything, working together. I went back on there and I told him, I said, I'm still praying for you. Because I'm going to tell you this, God does not answer prayers for us to continue in our sinful ways. Sometimes things start falling apart. The devil's all over it. This is just me. And sometimes I think he's afraid that you're going to turn to God. And Brother Crafton, he just backs up and lets things fall back together. So you can think, hey, this is what it's all about, because it ain't. But if God has ever answered a prayer, it's been for His purpose and for us to continue in the way that He needs us to go in. Amen. He might have gave me free will, but He didn't give me freedom just to go do what I want to and it be okay. But prayer, it's on His time, and His time is better for us. Because, like I said, Zacharias and them prayed for years and years and years, but the fullness of time came. The fullness of time. So God will answer a prayer. He will answer it, yes, because sometimes He's gave me immediate answers. Sometimes He just told me don't and no. And sometimes it wasn't the time at that time. So what we need to do is figure out, are we doing it for us or are we doing it for His will? If we do it for His will, we'll have a whole lot better outcome than we will if we're just doing it for ourselves. And that's what I feel like telling you. Prayer. It does work. Matter of fact, it's the communication. I had a couple Jehovah Witness come up to the house. Elder fella was driving. Younger fella he was in a passenger seat when they stopped. I don't even know if the car was stopped yet, and that young man jumped on out and hustled right on over to me. He said, I just want to know if you believe in prayer. I said, yes, sir, I do. I said, that is the communication between me and God that helps our relationship to get a good, firm foundation and keep us on the right track. Well, the old man, he just got back in the car and shut the door. He didn't even come up there. By the time we got through talking, he said, can I come back over sometime? I said, you're more than welcome to come over here anytime you want to. And I'll say this, because that's the only opportunity y'all going to get to witness to them a lot of times. But I will say this. If you don't know what you really believe, don't let them hang around you. I ain't trying to be mean about it, but don't need nobody else no more confused if you don't know. That's why it's necessary to get in the Word and find out. But prayer, it does change things. Sometimes I even begin to wonder, Steve, I'll be honest with you, I'm sure Zacharias a time or two down there said, well, I'll pray, but don't seem like it's going to be any good. But in the fullness of time, it was for God's workings. So that's what we got. Anybody got anything before we go further in the service?